So next, I'm just going to quickly give an update here of some recent United States government activities relating to some of these SEP friend issues. Many of you might have seen in various media outlets that the FTC in January 17th, 2017, filed a Section 5 case against Qualcomm for unfair and deceptive trade practices in the Northern District of California. And so the theory at issue in that case is effectively that Qualcomm has a policy where they have two lines of business. They have a chip business and they have an IP licensing business. And so if you want to buy a Qualcomm chip, you must take a license to their IP portfolio. So this policy of no license, no chips, the FTC alleges, is combined with another aspect of Qualcomm's policies of only licensing at the OEM and product device level. So taken together, the FTC is alleging that this is creating some anti-competitive harm. Initial ruling in this case actually had a ruling from Judge Koh that said the competitor chip makers actually should be able to take a license from Qualcomm. So that was our preliminary order in the case. We're expecting a judgment by sometime this fall, likely. Interesting sort of genesis of this case is it came 3 days before the administration changed. There were, of the five FTC commissioners at the time, there's only three still there, and they voted 2-1. The dissenting opinion of Commissioner Olhausen made it very clear that she didn't see that this was actually any real harm that could be shown by FTC, so she dissented from the case. But nonetheless, we're waiting to see what develops there. Underlying a lot of these issues that you just heard about, the current sort of hot issues in this field, is related somewhat to some statements that the Assistant Attorney General Megan Delrahim has come to say in speeches and the like since he took his position with this administration. And effectively what it is we'll have some discussion today of likely, I'm sure, hold up versus hold out. And AAG Delrahim's view is basically we need to shift back from this focus of hold up more into looking at hold out. And so what those things are basically saying is that if you're a patent holder, SEP holder, and you can command market power through your technology being adopted into a standard, then that causes you the ability to maybe have some hold up effect where you can command higher royalties than you would have otherwise if you didn't have that patent committed to a standard. The other side of that is this issue of hold out or reverse hold up, as it's sometimes referred to, which is basically saying that if you're a putative licensee, you could actually drag your heels or maybe operate in bad faith to say ultimately the economics would come to the be that, fine, just sue me, I'm not going to take a license because I can just get a rate from the court that I think is probably going to be fine for me. So there's these competing views that you see here. There's also a 2013 statement here at the USPTO that we did in conjunction with the DOJ at the time. AAG Delrahim has since come out and said that he has withdrawn his assent from this statement. Basically, the statement was on what remedies would be appropriate in the SEP FRAND context. And so that policy statement is now somewhat in question. Another activity of AAG Delrahim has been this Southern District of California litigation between a Swiss company, uBlox, against InterDigital. And so here, uBlox is the licensee or the seeking a license from InterDigital. And in that case, they alleged a Sherman Act Section 2 violation, saying that the failure to give the FRAND license to uBlox was an antitrust violation. And so the DOJ actually sought to intervene in that case. But at the time, we were actually shut down. We didn't have any funding. So I have not yet seen that the DOJ has filed anything substantive as the statement of interest in that case. But we expect them to be involved in that litigation as it proceeds. So that's just sort of a backdrop of how the USG has been involved in these issues as of late. And so I'll turn next to our discussion of hot issues. And gentlemen, so basically one of the big issues in that Qualcomm FTC case is where is it appropriate to license a SEP? Do you have to license it to the end user, or is it able to be licensed based on the FRAND commitment? Is that something that you could license anywhere in the supply chain? Maybe we start with John last time. Dave, let's start with you, please.
Sure. And let me just go back to something John was saying about sort of our different orientations. There are two very different things in the world, right? There are normal patent rights, which are set in law, and I personally support strong patent rights. And there are contractual commitments to SSOs which restrict those patent rights on a voluntary basis, right? And so those are what we're talking about. We're talking about SCPs where a company has gone to a patent to an SSO and said, "I agree to forego my usual normal patent rights, and instead I promise to only exercise these patent rights in accordance with the FRAND policy, which means I have to license the patents on reasonable and non-discriminatory terms." That restricts the scope of the, you know, patent right via a voluntary contract, just like it would if I granted somebody a license. If I grant someone a license, I can't sue them for infringement and seek an injunction because they're a licensee. If I promise to grant licenses, likewise, I shouldn't be able to renege on that promise by refusing to grant licenses. And so that's just sort of an intro, I guess, into the question you were asking, Chris, about license to any versus access. So the arguments stack up like this. A chip maker or a module maker, someone upstream in the supply chain, wants to get a FRAND license so that it can sell to any customer in the supply chain and is told no. The patent owner says, "I know I made a FRAND promise to license on reasonable and non-discriminatory terms, but I don't have to give a license to you because I've devised a licensing program that is focused only on the end user. So I'm only going to license handset makers or car makers or, you know, blender makers or whatever IoT device is using these sensors, but I'm not going to license the upstream suppliers for those components that actually implement the standardized technology."